Welcome to the VAT update for October 2016, and in this month's edition we look at a number of tax cases, but there's a theme running through it which I suggest indicates that the cases I've selected this month should never have become a tribunal or higher court appeal, because they should have been settled earlier and could, I think, have been settled earlier if the evidence and the arguments had been stated clearly. The first of those cases is a case where a taxi owner faced a VAT bill based on the driver's income, which they got from contracts that he held with various customers. And the issue was whether or not he was acting as the agent of the drivers or as a principal in contracting directly with the customers. It was a serious issue, and HMRC were arguing that he acted as principal and had failed to register. The case is that of Mr. Khalid Mahmoud, and he carried on business in Halifax. He had a contract with various customers, and he invoiced these customers on a contract basis and received the payment, but he then passed on 100% of what he received to the drivers who did the work. And this was a clear indication that he was not acting as principal, but was acting as agent. And he produced written statements from six drivers as evidence that this was the arrangement. So he discharged the burden of proof and therefore won his appeal. But I think if he had produced that evidence and argued his point when he was meeting with HMRC, it should never have come to appeal. Despite this, it's an interesting decision and worth a read. The second case is Coinstar Limited, which operates kiosks and supermarkets, and HMRC were arguing that this was a coin counting service. I almost feel that's a ridiculous argument, and I was really feeling aggrieved for the taxpayer, because it was quite clear that what they were doing was, to me in any way, within Group 5 of Schedule 9 VAT Act and fell within the financial services exemption. But HMRC were arguing that they weren't doing a financial service, but were instead providing a service of saving the potential customer from counting out his coins. As soon as I read that no less than 31 case law authorities had been included within the bundle arguing the case, I knew that somebody was struggling with an argument, and in this case it was HMRC. It was quite clear, and the tribunal found as a fact, that this was a financial transaction with Coinstar within the exemption for financial services to be found in Item 1, Group 5, Schedule 9 VAT Act. But it's an interesting decision, and it's a case where I think HMRC will cringe when they read it, because it shouldn't have come to the tribunal. In a similar basis, TDC took a judicial review case arguing that local authorities being covered by the VAT exemption placed them at a competitive advantage and placed companies like TDC, which had to charge VAT at 20%, as at a very severe competitive disadvantage. However, what emerges from the case is that TDC did not produce any evidence of this competitive disadvantage, and the judicial review process has a very high hurdle to pass. It's known as the Wednesbury Principle, and it basically states that no judicial review case will succeed unless you can show that the decision against which you're appealing was so unreasonable that no reasonable person could have arrived at it. It doesn't matter whether it's really right or wrong. That's a very, very high hurdle to say that it's so unreasonable. And in this case, without any evidence, they had not a hope. Maybe they could have won this argument, they just didn't approach the case properly, and therefore it was inevitable that they were going to lose this decision. So in a way, it's almost like an example of how not to take a judicial review. I think that many cases could be resolved with HMRC if the parties took a little more time to set out the evidence and set out the arguments supporting their particular contention, whatever it might be, and then to consider those contentions and arguments carefully, weighing up the balance of merits and demerits before deciding to go down the appeal route. I think if this happened more often, more cases would be settled without going to the tribunal, and it's something I'd recommend doing. These days, tax is very complex, and I note that HMRC are increasing the armoury of penalties which they have available, and in practice, when someone makes a mistake, they're not being treated as if they made a mistake, but rather HMRC seem to be ever more frequently alleging that they have been careless and failed to take reasonable care and so are seeking penalties. So it's worthwhile trying to get things right. Going back to Mr. Mahmoud, he not only won his appeal and the tribunal found that he was acting as an agent, but he got the penalty assessment which HMRC had raised on him vacated. Now, the question is, this was an arguable point and HMRC should not have been seeking penalties. So be aware, it's important to try and get things right and get arguments settled as quickly as possible. Thanks for listening.